Saturday, February 21st. The lesson from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 9 through 14. Thus saith the Lord God, If thou wilt take away the chain out of the midst of thee, and cease to stretch out the finger, and to speak that which profiteth not, when thou shalt pour out thy soul to the hungry, and shall satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise up in darkness, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord will give thee rest continually, and fill thy soul with brightness, and deliver thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a fountain of water whose waters shall not fail. And the places that have been desolate for ages shall be built in thee. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of generation and generation, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the fences, turning the paths into rest. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy own will in my holy day, and call the Sabbath delightful, and the holy of the Lord glorious, and glorify him, while thou dost not thy own ways, and thy own will is not found to speak a word, then shalt thou be delighted in the Lord, and I will lift thee above the high places of the earth, and will feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Haydock Commentary. When thou shalt pour out thy soul to the hungry, that is effectually and with love relieving the distressed. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of generation and generation. As the Jews did not comply with the condition, the church falls heir to these promises. We must not think the Sabbath of the Lord a loss, but rejoice in praising him. Pious reading on holidays is the duty of all who have an opportunity. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 47 through 56. At that time, when it was late, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and Jesus alone on the land. And seeing his disciples straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, about the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking upon the sea. And he would have passed by them, but they, seeing him walking upon the sea, thought it was a ghost, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. Then he immediately spoke to them, and said to them, Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And he got into the boat with them, and the wind fell. And they were utterly beside themselves with astonishment, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was blinded. And crossing over, they came to the land of Gennesareth, and moored the boat. And when they had gotten out of the boat, the people at once recognized him, and they hurried through the whole country, and began to bring the sick on their pallets, wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into village or hamlet or town, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and entreated him to let them touch but the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched him were saved. Haydock Commentary. The divine mercy often seems to desert the faithful in the height of tribulation, but God only acts thus that he may try their patience and reward them more abundantly. They understood not concerning the loaves. That is, they did not reflect how great a miracle that was which Christ had lately wrought. Otherwise, they would not have been so much surprised at his walking upon the sea.